This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Somebody said skedaddle. You know the word skedaddle? I mean skedaddle.
I know a lot about grass.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for
that's
that.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
If they get a bad back, they die.
Okay, you know, we apologize.
Not in business.
It's time for the
I'm
club,
really rich.
Baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Came from Japan. Ooh-wee. Here's the story.
Someone says, and this is a correct statement.
What the hell is going on?
Love him or hate him, hanging with Trump would not be boring. In fact, bold statement, might be a top five presidential hang of all time. I can't disagree with
that. No, that's true.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
Like, if you had to pick...
You would be entertained.
Like, Bill Maher hates him, right? And Bill Maher, he caught a lot of flack for it, but Maher, somehow, like, he got invited, and he went, and he met with Trump. And Maher said, dude, I don't like him. I don't agree with almost anything that he does. But he said, that is a different person behind closed doors. And he said he was very cordial, easy to talk with. He said, I could talk to him way differently, and in some ways a lot easier than most presidents. He would be a top five. To just sit down and have a McDonald's meal with that guy?
The reality is, like, because I was thinking about the others in the top five.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, there's not a lot
of fun hangs in there,
no.
Dude.
I'd want to sit with Bush. And by the way, George W. I don't need to sit with... Well, he's dead now, but, you know, that would have been, George
Herbert?
Yeah, I don't need George H.
He would have grabbed your butt.
Yeah. Ooh. I would have slept with George Bush at that moment. I would have power-bottomed the hell out of it.
You like to pinch butts?
Dude, Bush might be my number one. Whenever I see him on an interview or something, I'm taking policy out of it. I think Bush just kind of seems like a fun dude.
He's adopted kind of the class clown thing now. Have you seen him at like other people's like funerals or confirmations or whatever? He's cracking jokes. He's doing little bits.
He's like, I could get behind. watch me as I hit this drive. He just kind of seems like a guy's guy. I might go Bush one if I had to pick one. And I get him. I'm assuming like because he's super old now. You got to get him somewhat in there, like the presidential years or shortly thereafter. I think I'm taking Bush one. Trump is certainly, he's certainly in the top
three.
Didn't
we learn that Bush and Trump are the same age right now or something?
Are
they
really?
I think that's accurate.
I think Bush is younger.
I think that might be true.
Jeez.
I think that Bush, Obama, and Trump are all the same age.
Yeah, G-Dub, let's see. G-Dub is 79 and Trump is 79. Hmm. Yeah, they're the same age.
JFK would be one. 100% would have hung with JFK.
Well, yeah. And think about all the Ted.
Oh, dude, you're telling me that you're out on, is it like Martha's Vineyard or whatever, and, you know. And by the way, with both of those, with Bush and with Kennedy, you're probably getting a little, probably getting a little bump or two.
Trump, by the way.
Oh yeah, you're definitely getting some ladies with Kennedy. I don't know if Bush was you getting ladies with Bush. I would have said Clinton, but there's some I'm gonna stay clear of that one. Ew. No thanks. Like, do you want to hang with Jimmy Carter? I don't. Reagan kind of seemed...
Talk peanuts.
Yeah, I want peanuts. Gerald Ford, maybe. I'll talk with, like, Eisenhower or something.
Reagan would have been cool.
Yeah.
The act, you know, yeah, the actor.
Yeah, the actor stuff. Yeah, someone's saying Clinton could get you some action. I don't know if you want the action that Clinton had coming your way. Like, that's... I think there's a reason Bill kind of went away. I think everyone kind of figured out, yeah, maybe we just move him to the side. Just over here.
So what do you think is the most attractive hobby for men? As
so it's something a man can do that a woman finds attractive.
Yeah, I got stuck there.
Yeah, a men's hobby that women find attractive.
Yes, what male hobbies do women find most attractive? That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, well, it's not golf.
Not on the list.
I guarantee that.
I was
gonna guess that's something to do with building or making, like carpentry. Oh. Or something. Oh, yeah. You could do stuff around the house, maybe.
Oh, like, they love that. They think that's hot.
But I don't know if that falls under like a hobby as much as just like home maintenance.
I'm gonna say the let's go with a like a what is it? What's the network? The do it
like DIY. Okay.
Yeah, that do it do it yourself or whatever.
Woodworking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's top five. Dude, it's fifth.
If you can make a woman like a bench, like a garden bench. That's a panty dropper. By the way, I'm also going to piggyback on that and say gardening.
Gardening is on the list, but a little further down.
Okay.
How about playing music? Guitar, that's piano?
100%.
That's number three.
Yeah.
So this is a survey.
Isn't that, by the way, the only reason anyone started playing music is to try to get some skush?
The survey was conducted by Date Psychology, and the company created a list of 74 male hobbies. And women were subsequently required to designate the hobby as attractive or unattractive for a man to do. Coming out with a staggering 98.2% of women rating it as attractive. Mm. The number one hobby a male can do is on the fan.
Oh, we're not guessing.
Oh, you can guess if you'd like. Are you still guessing?
Oh, what do you got?
Reading. Yep.
Really?
Reading got the number one score.
It feels like that shouldn't make the list, but now you probably have so many people doing it that it actually stands out.
Reading?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that gets That's people right. hot and bothered.
Well,
what does it say about Sook's audiobooks?
Yeah, where does that... Cause I
Well, I have a question about reading as well.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading last night, my wife was... asked me what I was reading, and I said, I'm reading the Football Outsiders Almanac.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't, you know?
That's a turn off.
Yes.
No, that's dry.
Reading about football is not the same as reading about, like, string theory.
No, that's drying things up, buddy.
You know?
reading the Football Almanac, that's not working.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. Is reading really? It depends on what you're reading. Like, I read the internet,
but I
don't read Shakespeare.
I read a lot, but I don't. I listen. So, like, I don't know where that put, because I go through a lot of books. I'd probably say I go through 3 to 4 books a month. Unlike LeBron James, I actually finish them. But it's not reading. You don't see me read. You can see me listen. So, where is that, like, half attractive? And by the way, I don't think ever once the BTJ has been like, oh my God, you're listening to the hell out of that book. Get upstairs right now.
I love watching you listen.
But even when I do read occasionally, like I'll read like Dave Grohl, I got his autobiography and I read that. I read that in bed at night again.
Didn't do anything for you?
She never once knocked that book out of my hand and was like, come here, you.
You finish that chapter and get over here.
It's never happened. That's the most attractive hobby? I would have thought, like, cooking.
Cooking, number four.
Okay. Because, like, making a meal for a gal, I would think that that's a big one.
So we have named four of the top five. Reading, playing an instrument, cooking, and woodworking. There's one other. There's one other in the top five.
It's not going to be. Is it? Because you always say that, like, if you work out, no one's impressed other than dudes. So it's not. It's not going to be like an exercise thing, is it?
Yeah, I was wondering if it's going to be like hiking. Maybe
hiking is on the list.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, there are a couple
outdoorsmanship, hunting, fishing, hiking, something like that.
I don't think they like hunting.
No, and the other one is like every dating profile of every dumbass male just has a fish. The amount of times I've heard from women like
they hate that.
Thank God you don't have a fish in your profile.
Well, you know what okay, so we were talking about this just the other night. We were talking about Horse Girl.
Yeah.
And there is a thing with the kids, and it's not just the kids, but this is in the context of what we were talking about was one of our kids' friends is dating a girl, or was, and she was Horse Girl, meaning very into horses,
sure.
Like to ride horses, grew up with horses, and this and that.
Yeah.
There's a real stigma against that.
Yeah.
Because, one, sometimes it means that they are largely spoiled, because that is a very rich person thing to do.
Yeah.
And they're going to be very high maintenance, and they're almost overly obsessed with horses more than anything else. Like it's like uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's the reputation.
The total center of their universe.
Correct. The what I was told, the opposite of that, from the female perspective, is fishing.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see
a lot of women think fish guy, the guy who likes to fish, is way too into it. It's like everything. It's his whole world. It's his wardrobe, it's his
time commitment.
Time, yep, it's everything. And they don't like that.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, and it involves death, and you kind of smell when you get back from it. I can see that being a huge turnoff. So you say it's not a physical thing, because I was like, someone brought up surfing, I think would be a good one.
It's a learning thing.
Oh, learning.
Foreign languages.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say writing.
Writing is on the list. Writing is seventh.
Because I was going to say, if reading is so high, maybe writing, like if you just, I don't know, the idea of like you write poems or you write stories or whatever, I could see that being you're a very sensitive sort of cat out there doing those sorts
of
things.
So the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women: reading, foreign languages, playing an instrument, cooking, and woodworking. Those are the top five.
So, bros, slaving away in the gym and trying to be as masculine as possible, it ain't getting you laid.
And dialing up that golf swing, too.
Yeah.
You can hit it straight out of the tee box, but she don't care.
Then you have painting.
Oh, that's good.
Writing. Gardening. This one's kind of odd. Swimming.
Huh.
I guess it's just because they're in shape.
Like, yeah, I would assume. Swimmers have...
Get that Michael Phelps bod.
There you go.
Photography.
Ooh, that's good, too.
Astronomy.
Really?
Hiking. Archery. Blacksmithing.
What?
And traveling.
Well, there's a couple of the macho blacksmith, like you can smelt them a ring.
So remember, the women were only asked to either rate the hobby as attractive or unattractive.
Okay. Yeah.
Each one of those got 88% and or better. Those were the top 15 that got 88% attractive. So when they saw blacksmithing on there, I'm guessing half of them were like, what is that? Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Attractive.
So the question is, do you have three and slightly four?
I have three and slightly four.
All right, there you go. I would have to pull up the list because I don't remember everything that you said. And reading, I have number one, except I do a bastardized version of it. So I don't even know if that counts.
Look, I think my wife should be happy with that. 3.5.
Yeah, you take it. How many does she? Now, we need to do it the would inverse
be good.
Of this.
Yeah, it would be good. This article doesn't have that. I might look for that. But I also have, when we come back, the top 15 least attractive hobbies to women.
I'm going to see if I can find a list of... And I'm guessing the hobbies that men find most attractive are having big breasts.
Going to the gym.
Golf.
I'll bet you golf is a hobby that a woman has that a man would find very attractive.
All right, that's next on 105.1 The Fan. We sure do. We have you.
I just hit some smelling salt, so now I'm all high teed up. Let's go. Apparently, Dirt and Sprague left some smelling salts in the...
Yeah, after that made the news with the NFL banning it and then not actually banning it, they had a big discussion about whether you've ever done it, tried it, whatever, and I think none of the morning show had ever done it, so they thought, why not?
Yeah, apparently it's a big red elephant that says smelling salt, so I took a poll and now I'm all like, woo, let's go.
Do you feel like an elephant?
No, but it kind of had it didn't smell bad. It's got a menthol. It was more minty than the ones that I was used to doing.
So the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women, which we were talking about last segment, reading, foreign languages, playing an instrument, cooking, all the way down to traveling, all got 88% attractive or north of that.
So I tried finding the equivalent, what females find attractive, and the only articles that were pulling up were all what women find attractive in men. Because again, I'm guessing that men just care about breast size. But I did find a collection of dating sites like eHarmony, and they put, at least on dating profiles, what is the most likely to get you clicks.
Like these listed interests.
These are the most interests. And number one, shockingly enough, for females that males find attractive is exercise and fitness. So women's
Buck
is...
Buck called that one.
Yeah, women's is, we want a man that is well-read.
Just to keep herself in shape.
That's number one. So exercise, dancing. So
almost the same
again,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then
nice tight butt.
So shallow.
And then we do get traveling.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. You get art, politics, which I found interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Photography, outdoor interests, cooking, and learning and music are the top 10.
Learning. That's kind of generic.
That is kind of generic. But that's the top, according to eHarmony.
Would you like the top 15 least attractive hobbies that men have to women?
Golf, video games, politics, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic the Gathering, anything that you become obsessed with.
So remember, women were given 74 hobbies, and they simply had to say attractive or unattractive.
Yeah.
There is one that you're not going to like that came in second as the least attractive hobby to women.
It
only got 6.4% attractive.
I got a real good idea of what it is.
And what would that be?
It is going to be some form of martial art.
No.
Gym.
What'd you say?
It'll be then gym.
Gym?
Yeah, like going to like lifting.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to say fights or fight sports or fighting.
Something we all do. At least everyone in this room.
Ooh. Drinking?
That's close. Drinking is on the list. Oh, drinking only got 29% attractive, which...
Yeah, I see that.
That stands to...
Yeah. I don't care. I love bars.
I think that's a little unfair, but I get it. The worst of men ruin it for those of us that are fine drinkers.
Well, to be fair, so I do spend a lot of time at bars. I'm a barman, and if you look around on a Friday night at a bar you're sitting around, it's not exactly filled sometimes with the best of the best.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
all drinkers are created equal. That's a tough one to. But I get it.
Yeah.
Not that strict.
So it's something we all do. It'll be it'll be gambling.
Gambling. Yep. Second from the bottom. Now
and by the way, this goes to never talk to your lady about bets. I don't want to, I'll call him out. He doesn't work here anymore. when Will was here, Will was dating all through college. He was dating one of my friend's daughters. And one of the reasons that she broke up with him is...
he wouldn't shut up about his bets.
That is a 100% true thing. She was like, stop effing talking Will. About gambling. Oh, she Jesus. Thought it was really immature and just dumb, and she couldn't. It was one of the reasons she gave to him while she dumped him.
Oh, and he was using it to like try to advance his career, but she's like, I don't care. Yes. I don't want to know about it.
Yes.
It's like Horse Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Gambling is a good one.
Yeah. So they don't like gambling.
Yeah.
Now, also on the list of least attractive hobbies to women, you have comic books.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cosplay.
So that's just the old standard nerd. But to be fair, there's a lot of girls that are into that now with the cosplay and the comics and Comic-Con. There's a certain girl that loves that, but I can see why that's the traditional nerd. Like,
what is MTG? What does that mean?
MTG.
Anyone? Because that's on the list. Anime. Crypto.
Oh, MTG's Magic the Gathering.
Oh, there you
go. Like playing Magic cards, Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, only 28% found that attractive.
Yeah, so this is all just, this is the traditional nerd stuff.
Crypto.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just, only 23% of women find crypto attractive.
I have to hear about Bitcoin one more time.
Cigars, 22% found that attractive.
As someone, again, that smokes, so basically I have a lot of hobbies. That people don't like. As a cigar smoker, again, that's not getting women. It just
no. It stinks.
It stinks. Yeah. It sticks with you.
You're usually drinking.
Yeah, it's not a the BTJ and other gals have tolerated it, but
it's not cool looking.
I have never had a gal think it's awesome that I smoke cigars.
Then we have clubbing. Only got 20%.
Okay.
Marijuana, 15.9% attractive.
Huh. Again, if you're into those and that's your main thing, you just have to find a specific girl. Like, you have to
Funko?
Find
Funko?
Oh, that's like...
what's that?
That's the little figure.
Those are like collectibles.
Collectibles.
Okay, that's on there. Arguing online.
Oh, amen to that.
12% attractive.
And by the way, that goes the other way. I dated a gal that was big. Like, she was had a big online presence. I could not handle that. And I would also think that for a male, like... being with someone that was a big Instagrammer or like Twitch stream, I couldn't do that. You say that when you're like, you're out and about, it's a nice day or a nice evening, and you see the gal that's making the partner take like 1,000 photos for Instagram. I could not do that. I would gun to my head.
Now do it with me walking behind you as I hold the front of your hand as we're going into the forest.
Yeah, that would drive me effing crazy.
We were at a restaurant the other night, and this couple next to us took a picture. Both of them.
Yeah.
Of every single thing that was delivered to their table.
Yes.
I mean everything.
Yes. Just.
Couldn't believe it.
No. That would be an enormous deal breaker for me.
Porn.
Yeah.
I thought that would be number one.
I would. Although maybe guys don't really list that as a hobby. I don't know. That's. Yeah. I don't think you should ever lead on a date. Yeah, what do you think about Johnny Sins?
What do you like to do in your free time? Well, porn for one.
Yeah.
Well, but again, they just had to... It was listed on a list of 74 things, and they just had to vote whether that was attractive or unattractive.
Yeah, hot or not.
Believe it or not, 94% of women... 6% of women said it was attractive.
Wow. Hey, my guy really is into anime porn. Yeah, porn is not something you should ever lead with, guys. That's not a good thing. There's nothing on here that's been super surprising.
And number one, least attractive to women, is video games.
Yeah. As Buck said, coming home, you got your headset on.
You're talking with your Call of Duty bros, planning your next strike. She's like, I'm going to be in the bedroom. Yeah. Hold on. She's got to get the 10 more kills.
Finish this up real quick.
Well, okay, so we, where were we? Bloop, 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 bub. I can't remember what was happening, but our son and his fiance, did we travel somewhere? I can't remember if it was at our house or whatever. He was up late doing that.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I told my wife, I'm like, if I'm her, I hate that because he's loud.
Yeah.
He's yelling and screaming in there and... Over what? Some stupid
My son, when he's home from college, will get on with his friends, and it will be in the middle of the night, and they are cackling, they are laughing, yes, they are yelling.
Yelling and screaming. Like, what in the hell is going on?
Where's Trump when we need him?
God.
What's going on?
What the hell?
Tua Tag Ovalia.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah. If you're not a gamer, you will.
I do not understand that.
I don't either.
One
but
bit.
I think we're going to stop.
If a female hates that in her bow,
that's got to be.
Totally see why.
Yep. I would still think I would still think porn would be the biggest one. That just can't be attractive.
At least he's sexually enlightened. Maybe.
I guess. Well, they say that's a huge problem with a lot of males now is they have it in their mind that that's real.
Well, they've been desensitized to like the real human experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they can't have sex or they can't be excited because it's not what they've been seeing since they were 10.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Skedaddle.
I know a lot about grass.
All right. What Brian Koberger is whining about in prison. Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I've got an update on Brian Koberger for you. He is the dude, the Idaho murderer.
He pled guilty to killing University of Idaho students.
Yeah, he's in a max security prison in Idaho.
Yeah, it's, you know, because it didn't go to trial, not all the details came out, but I was kind of trying to follow this, and it sounds like he was just trying to kill the one, and that the others kind of happened by happenstance.
Yeah, that maybe he thought he was doing it at a time of night. He'd go in and out, and there'd only be one. And I think the one he was looking for, she was in the same room with her one of her girlfriends, and then the boyfriend and girlfriend downstairs kind of got in the way as well. And,
So it kind of leads you to the some of the stuff the police have said, that it was a might have been more of a stalking sort of trying to kill one person and led to the others.
Well, I often happen to murder a few extra too. It does happen.
You know, bad weekend, and he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. But he by pleading guilty, he got the death penalty taken off the table, and the families were not happy about it. They all wanted to go to trial, and they wanted to put a needle in his arm, and I don't blame them.
So at the jail he used to be at, they said that he was really weird.
Really? I had no idea. Who would have thought that the PhD murdering student there that was obsessed and ended up killing four people, who would have thought he was weird?
Yeah, they said he did unusual things, like he spent hours on the phone with his mom. He washed his hands compulsively, took showers upwards of an hour long, and he would stay awake at night and nap during the day. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. Once he confronted another defendant who yelled, "You suck," at a sports player on the TV because he thought the man was insulting Koberger and his mom as they spoke on the phone.
What?
At any rate, he's now in this maximum security prison, and he has been complaining to the guards that he can't sleep because the other inmates are taking turns yelling at him through the grates in the...
in the cells.
The cells. Ducts, yeah, the cells.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
So it says he has made multiple complaints to prison guards that he's been unable to sleep. It's driving him crazy. The inmates are tormenting him at night and almost all hours of the day, taunting him through the vents in his cell. They are literally getting up into the grate and yelling at him. The inmates are taking turns doing it. It's relentless. He's extremely annoyed and frustrated. He's complaining to authorities that he can't sleep because of them.
Oh, no.
He is being housed in the prison's restricted unit. He is away from Gen Pop. He's kept in a cell by himself at all times, except for 1 hour a day when he's let into the cage outside for recreation. He does have to wear restraints at all times, and he's only allotted one shower every other day.
Mm. So, yeah, no one's going to be allowed to get a crack at him.
No.
Is that he'll get killed.
He will get killed. And they're saying that... So they're saying in an instance like this, because the other inmates, don't pose a physical threat to him,
nothing there.
They're not going to do anything about it.
Good. At least he gets some form of torture.
But
some
they
sort
of do
psychological torture.
You
they
want to
are,
sleep better at night? Don't kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They are saying that... if attention moves away from him, he just got there, so this is a new thing. The inmates will likely stop doing this.
And no one's going to keep waking up after 3 years to taunt you.
Right. So right. They say as attention moves away from him, it is possible that he would move to general population.
There we go.
And he would, we all know what would happen to him
well,
there.
Well, let's call a spade a spade
here.
If they
get a bad back, they die.
Isn't that kind of what we all... I don't want this dude to sit there for the rest of his life and we have to pay for it.
The family has said they hope for as much. They hope that there are men with big D's in prison waiting for him, is what one of the family members said.
I'm going to side with the family on this one and hope that there's another form of justice coming his way. Laid, you know, maybe if one of the inmates will play it cool and everyone just kind of lets it go, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we'll let you out into the general population. And then someone pulls a Dahmer and takes a broomstick and... has at it. This guy doesn't need to be around society. There's no redeeming this. I don't care that he gets redeemed. Whatever happens to you, man, good luck to you, dude. I hope something terrible happens. And I'm not really concerned that you are having a hard time sleeping. What Buck said, yeah. If you have a hard time sleeping, kill less people.
Yeah, but, maybe two less and then they'll let you sleep.
Or like four less.
Four less.
Just don't kill anyone, you know.
Right.
It's called sports.
Like, if I was in prison and I was serving a life sentence, Like, what are they going to do to me?
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm an inmate, like the guy that, like, it'd be one thing if I was doing, if I was in prison with Koberger and I was doing like a 3-year stint, obviously I'm not, you know, I'm not interested in spending the rest of my life in prison. But if I'm in prison for the rest of my life and that dude is in my prison unit or whatever, yeah, take a run at him. What are you going to do? Put me in prison for the rest of my, oh, I'm already there. Like, boo-hoo.
Yeah, I think that's the point. It's yeah. Like, you can't. Yeah, those guys have nothing to lose.
No, I got nothing to lose.
Most of them.
Yeah. And chances are, if you kill someone like that, probably gives you some good street cred in prison and, I don't know, maybe get some smokes. Little
get a few smokes?
Yeah. I don't know, get you some pudding cups and a couple extra smokes.
Pudding cups. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. So get the you know, it's there's value in prison. Little pineapple cups and some pudding pops. A couple smokes. Let's go.
I think we're going to stop.
All right. We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just turn on the Dodgers game. Shohei's pitching tonight. Did you see what happened to him yesterday?
Yeah, hit into the triple play and then hit the tying home run.
Yeah.
Also got accused of sabotaging a $240 million Hawaiian real estate deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a day for him.
There's a lot going on. And then, of course, people are like, well, a lot of shady things happening with Shohei Ohtani.
Well, I mean, that's kind of true.
So some would say, if I had a nickel for every time that Shohei Ohtani was mixed up in some kind of odd, nefarious dealing, well, I'd only have 10 cents, but it would still be kind of weird.
We're bummed because we're going down to see the Dodgers. We're going down this weekend to L.A. The BTJ wants to see Ohtani, and we were hoping to see him pitch. But Saturday, Sunday, if he's pitching today, he won't.
Yeah, he's pitching tonight.
Yeah, we won't see him on the weekend. Yeah, so we were a little bummed at that. We were hoping to see him.
Wait, if today's Wednesday, do they have an off day in between? Because he could pitch Sunday, right?
I guess he could pitch Sunday, in theory. Yeah, because this is they're playing the Padres, so I'm assuming there's an off day tomorrow.
Yeah, then he probably won't. They'll probably give him the rest.
Yeah. So
he's slotted in. I'm looking here. They got him
They got him.
They got him. Yeah, he's not pitching again until Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So next week.
There will be no...
Because they're kind of spacing him out.
Yeah.
Because of the injury.
So, because she kept... The only reason we're going down is she wants to see Ohtani. And I had to break the news to her that we more than likely will not see him pitch. So.
Well, he'll be in the lineup there.
Yeah, he should be in the lineup.
You said Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday.
You get to see Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow.
Okay. Not what she's going to be looking for.
And Dylan Cease and Yu Darvish. Yes, Yu Darvish still out there.
She'll love Yu Darvish.
Yeah, he's pitching on Sunday.
Does she currently know who Yu Darvish is?
Probably not.
Yamamoto.
Actually no, because we talked about this. We saw him pitch last year, and she didn't believe that he was Japanese.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was like the king from Japan until...
His name was Yu Darvish, and so she was thrown for a loop by that one.
Is Yu Darvish not a very Japanese name?
It is not. It's okay. I think his dad's like Indian or something.
But Japanese.
He's born and raised in Japan, yes. Yeah.
I thought he was like the big athlete from Japan.
Wait, so
until
is he like half Indian or something?
Hideki came
along. His dad. I think that's where like the Yu Darvish comes from. I think it's bobblehead night on Saturday, but it's like...
Wow, Yu Darvish is Japanese and Iranian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's something there.
His father's name is Farsad Darvish Fasit.
Yeah. Yeah, Darvish isn't a traditional Japanese name. But he was born and raised over there. So I'll have to convince her that. But it's all Ohtani. Although you said he's not pitching either.
He's pitching Monday.
He's pitching Monday. So she's going to be double pissed. That we don't get Ohtani and we don't get Yamamoto. Great. Taking her all the way down to LA and I'm going to get no credit. Is it Blake Treinen, right? I think it's his bobblehead night.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. On Saturday.
All the good players they have and they have a Blake Treinen bobblehead night?
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
No Ohtani, no Yamamoto, and I'm going to have to be like, here's
what
this bobblehead.
Blake Treinen?
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it isn't. You think even Blake Treinen's upset about that? No. He's like, dude, Mookie, Freddie Freeman,
yes.
Yamamoto.
They're sending the bad people out.
Oh, I don't know. Shohei.
That is, no, we get that's the bobblehead we get on Saturday.
Have you seen recently the trend is that these franchises are doing like sports crossovers? Like I saw the Dodgers did a Kobe Bryant bobblehead night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a shameless like way to, I mean, Dodgers can get people in the door anyways, but the Giants did one of these with Steph Curry. Like Steph Curry's not really a Giants fan. You're just trying to get people in the building.
Losers.
They're doo-doo also.
And we'll have to spend way too much money on a Shohei Ohtani jersey, which will cost us God knows what at the ballpark. But I guarantee she'll buy one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I told her I refuse to wear Dodger gear.
I'm with you on that.
I will wear a Japanese World Baseball Classic hat, and that will be my support.
There you go.
Yeah. But there will be no Dodger blue for me. Can't do it.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Well, the Trump drops were on point today.
They really were.
I know a lot about grass.
God, we're amazing.
In stereo.
When that happens, it means that Buck and I hit it at the same time.
I'm the strongest farmer guy that there's ever been.
Really, really amazing. Blazers maybe getting a new owner and all that.
That's not like maybe. I mean, it's...
Big day.
I guess you have to get approved, but...
It's happening.
It's happening.
Big little day.
Yeah. It wouldn't get leaked like this.
Big little day.
All right. Well, guess what? We got another one of these tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tune in, won't you? 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.